here. While it's an absolutely glorious day in Prague today, we have had rather mixed weather here in the Czech Republic so far this summer. However, one well-known outdoor recreation center isn't letting that spoil its big anniversary. Prague's Žluté Lázně, or Yellow Spa, has just celebrated the anniversary of the day it first opened its gates to the city's residents in 1910, exactly 100 years ago. Christian Falvey has been along to find out all about it.
The concerts, restaurants, ping pong tables, the Thai beach, volleyball courts and children's playgrounds might be new, but otherwise people here at Žluté Lázně are doing much the same thing they were 100 years ago to the day, laying around by the river. On the centennial anniversary of the Žluté Lázně lounging grounds, I met with the director, Helena Grot, who told me what it was like there back in the day.
It opened in 1910, and it was just like a place for Prague people. They could just come and be by the water, have a picnic, and just enjoy sun and nature.
So there was just kind of like a lawn here next to the river, I guess.
Exactly. You have to imagine, like 100 years ago, this was countryside. Today we cannot imagine that. But it was a whole day trip. It was not just for 1 or 2 hours, because today we take car and we are here in 10 minutes. But in that time it was like really a trip.
That's not to give the impression of an untouched wilderness in Podolí in those days. What is now a busy district just beyond city center was a place for water sports and recreation, at least since the beautiful 19th century waterworks were built nearby. Places used by the ailing timber rafting industry were then replaced with docks for pleasure seekers and a yachting club, and the large swimming stadium was added in the 1960s when Žluté Lázně was enjoying its heyday, with many a celebrity to be found there basking on the lawn by the Vltava. But even that was a long time ago. Nowadays, no one even remembers if the Yellow Spa took its name from the long yellow fence or vice versa.
We have visitors there today, 80 years old, and they remember when they came with their grandparents or parents to visit Žluté Lázně, so they said it looked completely different. And also what was interesting, they had like a nuda beach here, so it was separated for men and women, and and so they said like they were visiting these places too. In that time was possible to swim in the river, there was no problem with that. Today the water is pretty cold because of the dam on the river.
The old Žluté Lázně took a fatal blow in 2002 with the flooding that decimated Prague. But here it also created an opportunity to make something altogether new.
After the big water in Prague, we lost everything here, so it was just like vacant land with mess on it. So we rented the place from the city and we started to build. So first of all was this Modrý bar, and then Tančírna, which is like dance place. And we built the kids' corner, which is really nice because we have swimming pool there and stuff like that. So it was a lot of work.
All of those facilities should be abuzz with concerts and other festivities for the next week. Even the Thai beach, subsidized by that country's embassy, to bring Praguers a taste of Thailand beneath the walls of Vyšehrad.
Thanks, Christian. If you're in Prague, Žluté Lázně is well worth a visit. It's to be found a short tram ride down the Vltava from Palackého náměstí.